Collins Cakes.
Good evening. In these European and local elections, it's more important than ever that you forget about Bertie Ahern, Ryan Cowan.
I think it's very important for us to bury the past, where nobody can find it for at least 30 years, and don't inform the family.
I believe you should erase your short-term memory. The water rates, the property taxes, the universal social charge, the household levy fiasco, the changes to child benefits.
Insurance's levy, the septic tank charge, anything else to do with Phil Hogan, Riley, Stubbs Gazette, HSE overspends, the withdrawal of medical cards, hospital top-ups on salaries, GSOC, Irish Water, Count Shatter, that photograph next to Dennis O'Brien at the New York Stock
Climate Exchange, or any reference to the Green Party's steadfast support for Fianna Fáil on the night of the bank guarantee, or indeed the fact that the Green Party...
Why, we in the United Left Alliance want you to forget that our socialist MEP got his seat on the ultimate job bridge scheme without ever being elected, simply because I stepped down.
Because, most importantly, these elections are about one thing. Promises.
Labour's way or Frankfurt's way? Do you remember that one?
Well, clearly, isn't that the sort of thing you do during an election?
Empty promises. Promises for things which aren't even decided at European or local level.
Like the promise to stop water charges and repeal the property tax.
Or delivering a united Ireland.
Or tackling climate change.
Or decriminalising weed. I have a five joint plan.
Or delivering on jobs. MEPs and local councillors don't actually create jobs, except for themselves and close family relatives.
But we'll keep promising real jobs and decent wages, even though we don't set the minimum wage, and we inherently dislike multinational corporations who employ millions of people across the EU.
And don't forget the by-elections, because politics is the only profession in the world where people who die in office are replaced by family members. It's like if a surgeon dropped dead in the middle of an operation, we send in their son or daughter to finish the job.
But we want to forget about all of that.
And by the time One Direction take to the stage on election day in Croke Park, sure you won't remember a thing.
You're feeling very sleepy, probably from dehydration, because we encourage you to oppose water charges.
Vote for Labour!
Socialism. The European and local elections
are going forward.
Great, we'll have more of that, please. Thank you. You're so good.
Mr. Trumper, may I call you the Donald? I hope you enjoy your brief visit. I hope 2014 will be the first of many such trips to our country.
Well, Mr. Noonan, or may I call you Mick?
Oh, yeah.
I'm really enjoying this lunch. The grovel axe was magnificent.
We do a good grovel here.
That beef dish was truly inspired. What was that called again?
The buttered up cow tow. Oh, yeah.
Excellent. It was delicious.
I'd just like to say that you're most welcome to County Hare.
What's that?
County Clare.
I thought you said hair there. Did you say hair?
Not at all. Why would I want to say that? You're most welcome to County Clare, Donald.
Well, you know, it's good to be here.
And it's great to have you here. Here.
Sorry, what?
What do you think of the lamb dish?
Man, it's really good. You know, you people certainly know how to rear good sheep.
Oh, yes.
I don't know what you do to the sheep around here, but they taste really good.
We don't just use them for their meat. You know, there's a worldwide demand for our sheepskin rugs.
Rugs?
Of course, not that type of rug. No, just the ones you put on the floor, of course.
Yeah, of course. Is there some other kind?
Oh, no. So, Mr. Trump, you're very fond of the golf, then.
You're damn right, Mick. That's another thing you guys do well. Mm. I'm really looking forward to developing Doonbeg.
Oh, yeah.
I trust there'll be no trouble with the locals, right, Mick?
No.
The goddamn Scots kicked up a real stink.
No. The natives will do as we tell them, Donald. And if they don't, we'll send in the Garda, just like we did for the Shell to Sea. Crack a few skulls, like.
Great. And thanks for giving me your Prime Minister's cell phone number. That's awesome.
Oh, yeah.
I can't believe I got such access so quickly.
Oh, very rare, yeah. We like to look after the multinationals and the corporations. You know, give in the ring and there'll be no wigs on the green.
Sorry, excuse me? Wigs on the green? What exactly are you implying,
sir? No, just an old Irish saying, like.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I thought for a minute you were referring to...
No, to
my hair.
What?
And I wouldn't want snarky insinuations like that to spoil this excellent and most constructive lunch.
Oh, no.
Which, by the way, is on me.
No, Donald, it's the Irish government's treat. We
want to pay.
Sorry, what did you say?
To pay. We're going to pay.
Here you go again. To pay. Wigs, rug, hair. What? This is not the kind of reception I was expecting from a bunch of goddamn leprechaun and losers.
Ah, feck it anyway.
Especially bald ones. You're all fired.
Can I at least have a dessert?
Little Mickey, what's your hand doing up?
Just wondering now, with the warm conditions in a minute, can we all wear flip-flops in the class?
No, you may not. Why would you ask about that anyway?
Well, it sounds like you were wearing yours during the whole Hennepin hopscotch.
You go to the back of the room and face the wall.
Better than facing a heave, I suppose.
Right. You'll be disciplined along with whoever gave the papers to Hennepin as well going forward.
Was it for this my poor grandfather fought and offered up the state to the Vatican?
You're a wish, Tokyo, if we can get our comely maidens elected, we'll all be dancing at the crossroads. New girlines like Lorraine Clifford and Kate Feeney, the lovely blondie, busty, Colleen. We're very, 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 very talented.
Muncher.
Yes, Tiffany Collins, what is it?
I brought you in a Granny Smith today, Muncher.
All right, Niall, enough of the Mary Hannifin jokes.
Did somebody say my name in here?
Hannifin, what are you doing in here? This is not your class going forward.
Well, I certainly thought that you could do with two teachers to deal with such an unruly classroom.
Wipe that smirk off your face, little Mickey. What have you got there? What are you hiding?
Tis something for you, Moonshore.
Oh, right, a present for me, is it?
Yeah, I brought in a calendar for you, big Mickey, to count down your days.
What?
I mean to count down the days of the summer holidays.
Yeah, let me have a look at that. For goodness sake, get that filth out of my class, little Mickey, for God's sake. This is an absolute disgrace. Get down off that table, Mary.
No.
Get down. Stand down now. Stand down now. You a moonshot.
I will not.
All right, no running. No running, especially you, Hannifin. Stop running. Peace and quiet at last. I could have had all of this 3 years ago. Like the Aherns, Cowan, Dempsey, O'Keefe.
Collins Cakes!
Where are you going, Brian?
It's the last game, honey bun, you know, the big one, really. Final farewell.
But I thought we went through all of that in Paris, you know, when...
No, that was my final farewell to the Irish team, Lammykins.
Well, didn't you say a final farewell in Toulon as well?
That was kind of au revoir to the Hino Cup.
And what about last weekend in the RDS then?
Well, that was a final farewell to the, like, league stages of the Rabo Pro 12.
Oh, and what's on tomorrow then?
The Rabo Pro 12.
But I thought that...
It's probably hard for a girl, Bunny, but this is the semi-final of the Rabo, the final farewell.
Oh, good. Then that's it. You hang up your boots after tomorrow.
Yeah.
Oh, goody.
Unless we win.
What?
Well, if we win, we'll have the final in 2 weeks.
You don't want to give up at all. You'll probably end up playing with Black Knocker, Castle Nure, whatevs. Hashtag cry.
Don't worry, pumpkin face. Look, I have a big surprise for you. When I'm out tomorrow, I've invited loads of your imaginary friends over for dinner. So you'll have to lay the table with all that lovely cutlery.
Oh, all right then.
Hello, Bod here. Japan? Really? Yeah, sounds good. I'll get back to you. Sayonara.
Who was that?
Oh, nobody, darling. Bye.
Bye.
Japan. Bodzilla.
All right, men. There's only 1 week to go before the One Direction gig. I know. I'm sorry we had to call you back from Afghanistan, but lads, this is the big one.
Very good.
So let's check the equipment. You have your sprays, yep.
Is Savlon okay, is it?
Tis grand. And you're all ready to deal with if they make a rush for the stage.
I'm in charge of that, Sergeant. If there's a rush, we are going to deploy the following.
Stop the world and let me off.
Jesus, Mick, will you turn it off? Make it stop.
Sorry, Sergeant, but it'll put manners on them at least.
Yep.
I think they might be using it in Guantanamo Bay as well.
Right, fair enough. Have we all the other equipment?
Yeah, nappies, check, spare lippy, phrase book.
Now, the phrase book is very important. We need to speak in a way they understand. Oh, yeah. Murphy, give it a whirl there.
I'm tots ready, super. OMG, tis going to be amazing, boys. On direction, art cray cray.
Good man yourself. Sullivan?
I was telling a friend the other day, and she was like, we've been waiting for Ebs for this. It's going to be off the chain. Sarge, I have a question.
Excellent, Sullivan. Fire ahead.
I mean, like, what if some of the kids are crunk?
Tot super. We'll have to be proper hinch. The bigger problem is finding the kids with the rents gone.
So that's going to be off the chain.
Cheers, lads, you're naturals. Right, you have a question, Sullivan?
Is there still no authorization for the water cannon?
I'm afraid not, boys. If there's trouble, we'll just have to batten charge the little darlings. That's all for today. I'll get the chips.
No salt vinegar for me.
You've dialed the Google Help Desk.
Hello there.
Please press 1 if your query is in relation to your Google history, and an operator will answer your questions presently. Hi, my name is Mike. How can I be of assistance?
Hello there. I'm calling in relation to my Google history.
May I take your full name, please?
Yes, it's Eamon. Eamon Gilmore.
Right. Good evening, Mr. Gilmore. And how may I be of assistance to you today, please?
Yes, well, I would like to remove some of my Google history.
Might I ask what this history refers to, sir?
Well, I may have made some statements and claims in the distant past that may have turned out to be a little, how should I say, rash and embarrassing. You know how it is, the heady rush of passion and the ideals of our youth, eh?
And specifically, how far back do these embarrassing claims and statements go, sir?
It's so long ago, it's quite difficult for me to remember when it started.
I'm sorry, Mr. Gilmore, but unless you can supply us with a time frame, we'll not be able to remove this history.
Very well. 2011.
Okay, that's quite recent. What specifically do you want us to remove?
Any references to Gilmore for Taoiseach or Protect Child Benefit, Vote Labour, all of my election promises, just delete them, please. Especially the no water charges one.
Sir.
And any reference to my time in this government as well.
Sir.
You can leave in the stuff about my stellar performance in opposition, though.
Mr. Gilmore.
Like getting rid of John O'Donoghue.
I'm afraid it's not going to be possible to remove so many references. Just a couple of specific articles, perhaps.
What? What do you mean? It's my right under European law to be forgotten if I so wish. It's in the legislation. Is that not true?
That's right, Mr. Gilmore. And just looking at an analysis of social media, it looks like you will be forgotten. Totally forgotten.
Oh,
really soon.
I love him.
Yeah, how's it going?
Okay, Roy. I just want to say at the outset, I don't really know why my name was thrown into the bucket for this book. You know, I'm not a Manchester United fan. I'm not a sports journalist.
That's okay, Roddy. You know, you're here now. We might as well get started.
Okay. Well, I suppose you tell me about your time at United.
Well, when I signed for United, you know, I made a real commitment to the
commitment?
Club.
Right. This mightn't be as difficult as I thought. Go on.
Of course, it was a huge club. You know, there was always a media presence at the training ground, lots of snappers.
Snappers! Fantastic! Yes, continue.
The TV vans.
Vans! We're really on the same page here, Roy.
But we weren't the only club in the game, you know. Yeah. Clubs like Arsenal, they had a star called Henry.
Called Henry? This shit is writing itself.
Okay.
Yes, Roy, yes.
I remember the West Brom manager saying one day, Man United will struggle against Arsenal. I looked at him and said, Steve Clark, ha ha ha.
Oh,
are you okay, Roddy?
Goodness!
Anyway, I told him, we've the guts to win this thing. That's what I said.
The guts, yes.
Yeah,
yes.
I said, you know, we're like family, I told him.
Family! A1!
Well, the M60, actually. Anyway, Roddy, what do you think? Are you up to the job, or what's the story?
Absolutely. You know, I've even thought of a title for the book. How does this sound, Roy?
Go on.
The Man Who Walked Players Into Doors.
What are you trying to say, Roddy? What are you suggesting there?
Nothing at all.
Whose phone is that? You just walked into a door there, Roddy. You want to be more careful.
As the Minister for the Environment and Local Government, I'd like to remind you to cast your vote in the local and European elections. Although, whatever happens, some of us are going to Europe anyway.
Welcome back to Callan's Kicks, and you can listen back on the RTÉ Radio player to reflect on this week's events, although I myself don't cast any reflection.
Breakfast Republicans.
And welcome all Breakfast Republicans.
Frankie Arlaw from Sinn Féin.
August May Fain, I'm back, although I hadn't really gone away, you know.
Unlike Alan Shatter.
Undead man walking.
Welcome back, Jerry.
Thanks, Mary Lou.
Although we struggled on fine down here without you.
Aye. What'd you say?
How did you get on?
Sorry, I couldn't hear you.
How did you get on with the fuzz?
Oh, don't worry about that. The questioning was fine. You know, I'm an old hand after all.
Very old.
Very good.
Sorry, come again.
How did you manage to get through it, Jerry?
Well, I just made like I was listening to a Cuivín Ó Cualann speech, and I stared at a spot on the wall for hours and hours.
Very good. Very good.
But seriously, though, I would just like to reiterate that I had nothing to do with any deaths in the North.
Oh, yeah.
And I condemn in the strongest possible terms the victims' laissez-faire attitude to their own security.
True for you, Jerry.
Now, on the show today, we're looking ahead to Transformers 4.
Oh, my, who? About time there was a movie about transsexuals, since we're all for equality in Sinn Féin.
No, Jerry, it's all about these cars and trucks and things that aren't what they seem. You know, they transform into monster killing machines.
Right, to protect their communities against occupying government forces, I expect.
Well, not exactly. You know, the Autobots are fighting the Decepticons for control over the Autospark.
Right, well, it all sounds very realistic to me.
No, Jerry, you're not getting it. This is pure fantasy.
Huh?
The robots fight each other, and then when no one's looking, transform back into cars and trucks.
Right, and they forget about the past.
Yes, but that was...
And they go about pursuing their interests with purely peaceful means.
True, yes. But...
And most importantly, they get a good fill of diesel afterwards, and they make a bloody fortune.
Breakfast Republicans.
Hello there, and a very good morning to you. Right. Well, with 1 week to go to polling, Labour's Energy Minister Pat Rabbit has hinted that nuclear could be up for consideration. He's on the line now. Very good morning to you, Minister. All this talk of pylons and wind turbines and all of that, could you summarise briefly what this is all about?
Well, what is clearly being discussed among people with energy agendas,
right,
are certain options, and nobody,
right,
wants to see pylons or turbines or nuclear energy, nor Labour canvassers on the doorstep there.
But can't you say whether pylons or windmills are harmful to your health?
Well, what is clearly unsatisfactory are the claims that we've indulged,
right,
in broken promises.
And have you?
Isn't that the sort of thing you do during an election?
Oh, for heaven's sake. But I put it to you, Pat Rabbit, that sure, nobody really cares about energy. They're all just worried about where the next dinner is coming from.
Well, clearly, that is where I can empathise.
Right.
With people out there. I am as concerned as the next man.
Yes.
About where my meat and six veg are going to come from.
Right.
And one thing is clear.
Mm-hmm.
It's not going to come from the Green Party or Joe Higgins.
All right.
Or Micheál Martin.
But Pat Rabbit.
Or any of those.
Before you go, I have to ask you, and it has to be said, a lot of people are afraid about the nuclear option. Are you considering a nuclear option?
What we are considering.
Right.
Is clearly.
Yes.
The nuclear option.
Go on.
Which is Joan Burton as leader.
Oh, right. Pat Rabbit, we leave it there. This is John Kelly, coming to you from out of the city, or more specifically, RT Montrose, both the Labour Party HQ and the Vatican City of Ireland, where ex-boy band members, fallen priests and ugly relatives control the airwaves of the nation. The most exciting summer schedule ever is coming up, including Saturday with Miriam, where the 15 guests you've seen twice on The Late Late and once on the Saturday Night Show this year turn up again to answer exactly the same questions, but in a nicer, touchier, feely way. John Creedon returns in Creedon Cities, where the genial Cork man eats his way around Ireland and compares every other city in the country to Cork, the greatest city in the world, or so the Lonely Planet have been strong-armed into saying.
The World Cup will then take over the country on RT2, where Bill O'Herlihy and three fellow fossils will comment on football teams that are not the Republic of Ireland, seeing as we trusted an Italian man with two words of English to manage our team into the ground for €2 million a year. The only consolation being that Dennis O'Brien wasted a few of his millions. The Rose of Tralee returns in August, which, along with the Angelus, is the strangest thing ever broadcast in Ireland, as big and tall women from Texas to Tarmon Feckin do a turn for Dolly O'Shea. We realise that not only do we live in the 1950s, we are well over the famine. That's the RTE summer schedule. Of course, the works will not return until the autumn, as art is only tolerated in this country of sports fanatics when darkness envelops the land. In the meantime, I will be showing up at every festival in the land on my unicycle in existential crisis about what wellies to wear at whatever mudfest I'm summoned to. Have a great summer, and most importantly, buy my novel. Titulaire, Vish is a me.
Harrius, I'm Dr. Riley, and I'm here to tell you that this month we're rolling out the National Stool Screening Service just 5 short years after we said we would. It's a simple stool test. You can do it at home, and then you simply post the kit back to us. And if you are having trouble going, just have a feed of pints the night before and think of me, then the job's oxo. And remember, if you haven't received your screening kit, then you can just do it in a jiffy bag and send it straight to me in Ballbriggan. That's what most people do anyway.
All right, Leo, get the car, will you? We're going out.
But you don't actually have anything in the diary today, Taoiseach. We've kept it completely clear for you so that you can focus on the elections.
This is an emergency, Leo. We need to find a cyclist.
Sorry, a cyclist?
Have you not seen the papers?
No.
That young lad is everywhere doing his selfie with Marcel Marceau, whatever he's called, at the end of the Giro.
Well, I think he'd drawn a great deal of criticism over that. The cyclist had actually collapsed on the road, you know.
I hear you, Leo. And you're quite right.
Yes.
Our chances of finding a collapsed cyclist for me to photobomb are very low.
Indeed.
Especially now that the Giro has moved on. Mm-hmm. Who won it anyway, Leo? Was it the Australian rider Clem Buterol, was it?
No, well, the race isn't actually over.
Never mind all that, we're wasting time.
But I thought you just said that we wouldn't be able to find a collapsed cyclist out there.
Yes. So we'll have to knock one down ourselves. That's why we need the car.
Wait, what?
Lord knows I'm good at knocking fellas down.
Taoiseach,
Leo, we haven't a moment to lose. The schools will be letting out in half an hour.
Oh, dear God.
And Leo.
Yes?
I'll need you to take the selfie on your phone. My Nokia doesn't have a feckin' camera on it.
Ugh.
And get in nice and close so it looks like I took it myself.
For a while there, I thought he was the most cunning, the most devious of them all, but now it turns out he's just completely...
useless! The Nokia is feckin' useless, Leo. Remind me to get an iPhone next week and a few lessons on how to use it. Right, let us not delay anymore.
All right, stop, checkpoint.
Okay. Good evening, Garda. How can I help you?
You're taking it a bit handy there.
What?
Do you know what speed you were going at?
No, sorry, was I over the limit?
Couldn't tell you, the yoke is broken.
What?
That's a nice car.
Oh, thanks, yeah, I only just got it.
Yeah, it looks new.
It is.
I'd love a new car myself.
Oh, what do you mean?
Oh, I don't drive. Panic attacks.
Oh.
Caused by low morale, the medics say anyway. Even if I did, I couldn't afford a car like that.
Oh.
Or in that colour. It's too...
yeah?
Dynamic for me.
Is that not your squad car over there?
That? Yeah. But I don't drive it. I push it.
Push it?
There's no petrol in it anyway.
Oh.
Can't afford it.
Oh.
Even if I could, I wouldn't know how to put it in the tank. Probably get it all over my shoes, knowing me. I can't do anything right, you know.
Well, if there's nothing else...
Yeah. You go on. You go and get on with your lovely life. Don't you worry about me.
Thanks, Carter.
I'll just climb back under this bush and lie in the rain here. Have a nice evening.
I really
couldn't eat another thing. How about you, Frank?
Oh, no, not for me, thank you, Angela. Although I am rather partial to a cheese board. Nice little learner sitting in a board or two, you know.
I know, Frank. Well-deserved honours after a lifetime of selfless public service. Can you believe that the little people are still demanding that we re-attend their simply horrid little PAC committee?
How dare they ignore our legal... our genuine concerns about your disgraceful treatment the last time you appeared.
To White Frank, 7 hours they kept us there. 7 hours without even a break for champagne or canapes.
Bastards. How am I supposed to explain my 400 grand in consultancy fees from the charity without even a glass of bally? How much is my pension from a state-funded body? The bloody cheek.
How did we spend 45 million in public money? As if the public have any divine right to know.
It's preposterous. What are you going to do now anyway, Angela?
Oh, the stress, Frank. I'll have to get another doctor's note.
Oh, on what grounds?
Piles.
Piles? Oh.
Yes, Frank. My piles of money. They're nobody else's business but my own.
Too right, Angela. It's a private matter. You wouldn't want to be sitting down in front of those pack plebs with piles. Now, I suppose we'd better go before we're spotted again by some nasty little snooping journalist. Whose turn is it to settle the bill this time?
Oh, I'm afraid it's us this time, Frank.
Oh, God. The party is surely over.
Oh, I'm so unwell. I need a Wenny.
In the words of the great Mick Lowry, check, please.
Hello guys, it's Donal here, and we're in Paris this week, so today I'm going to show you how to make the perfect proposal of marriage.
Donal Skehan's Kitchen Heroes.
Live from Paris.
Okay guys, so what do you need? It's the ideal recipe for a perfect future, and I know men in particular prefer something a little tasty and fruity, whereas women will sometimes choose any old vegetable that's not been on the shelf for too long. My personal choice, though, is this lovely ripe swede.
Oh, Donal.
And, of course, some nice baps are a welcome accompaniment to this lovely dish.
Donal.
Now, it is very important to have loads of dough lying around your kitchen, though, from your celebrity endorsements, your book deals, your TV series, etc. And then take a ring with you, cook up some pathetic excuse to take the object of your affection somewhere romantic, like Paris.
He told me he was filming yet another travelling cooking series in his minibus.
And hey presto, will you marry me?
Yes, Donal, yes.
And we're engaged. Now, just to garnish, send off a quick press release and make the announcement, leaving the happy pair to enjoy the rest of the evening. Although don't forget your condiments. We don't want to put a bun in the oven just yet.
Let's go home, Donal.
And next week, guys, I'll be showing your granny how to suck eggs.
My fellow Americans, as many of you know, this is a difficult time for our country and our world. Recently, the Islamic militant group Boko Haram, whose name translates as Western Education is Forbidden, kidnapped schoolgirls in Nigeria. Let me be clear. Michelle and I have been monitoring this situation closely on Twitter, and we will use every hashtag and Facebook like at our disposal to challenge and confront those Islamic terrorists. When Michelle tweeted a picture with the slogan, "Bring back our girls," some folk on the internet used Photoshop to change Michelle's message and criticized U.S. drone strikes, which have killed hundreds of children across the Islamic world. I want to assure the American people, the NSA is keeping tabs on all of you. God bless you. Hallelujah.
Dobrechem, my fellow patriotic Russians. As many of you know, this is a difficult time for our country and the world. Recently, the Western homosexualist deviant group Conchita Wurst, whose name translates as vagina sausage, kidnapped the holy and patriotic Eurovision Song Contest. I want you to know that my all-male Secret Service detail have been monitoring this competition closely. We are making every preparation to invade the Eurovision stage next year in totally free and open democratic process and cleanse it of all homosexualist propaganda, returning it to glory days of shoulder pads, sequined dresses, Johnny Logan, and Eastern Bloc voting in totally free and open democratic process. Bless Russia, hard rock, hallelujah.
This is it, lads. The home straight in the election run. Time for the real cut and thrust of politics. The dodging debates, the patronising people with English accents, posing in photos with my fists and my buttocks clenched.
Avoiding Hannafin.
Saying things you tend to say in an election.
And speaking Oshkwalga so people avoid you.
Just don't mention Shatter.
A Cowan.
Broken promises.
Or Jane McConville.
A big thank you to those who turn out to vote, but an even bigger thank you to those who don't. Stay silent in your anger, half of Ireland. We couldn't run this country without you.
There's no doubt in there. This is the best small country in the world in which to be a politician.
Going forward!
Collins!